AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Live from the Gao Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Well, a big thank you to Fred and AJ for having me on at the back end of the Blitz. It's always great to talk soccer with them. And the other thing is, whenever I come in the studio, I sit in the same place as AJ. When I get in his chair, I feel like my head's barely above the desk because the guy's a big dude. My thanks to Fred and AJ, and we appreciate that. Those guys have always made me feel very comfortable here. They admit it. They're not big soccer guys. I don't expect them to be. And I don't, I got a lot of friends who don't like soccer, actually. And I do always appreciate, though, the respect that they've given me in the game over the years. No question about it. Hey, it's going down tonight at BBVA Stadium, the League's Cup. It's a newly put together tournament between MLS clubs, Liga MX clubs. You'll remember the Dynamo was in it. They got eliminated. Tigres taking on Club American. Can you imagine what it's like down there? Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. I want some pictures, some photos, selfies. I want to see the pomp and circumstance that unfortunately I'm missing because I'm here in studio. Now, we will go down to Victor Ariza, who's live at the stadium. But, man, they got stars down there. Gignac, Ochoa, Dos Santos. Any of those guys would do here in this market, to Fred and AJ's question. It's sold out. And again, it's going to pose that obvious question if one day the Dynamo could become the second team of passion for those fans of like clubs like Club America and Tigres. Club America, kind of, for those of you out there, the Yankees of Liga MX. We asked that question tonight, by the way, to Dynamo president John Walker. He will join me live on the show tonight. Also, interim coach Davey Arno of the Dynamo and newly signed Christian Ramirez. We're going to ask Ramirez about a lot of things, leaving LAFC, how the trade went down, how he got here. We're going to get into some of the professional side of when these moves are made and how difficult it is. I mean, this is a man who's married and has a young kid. It's not easy. And, you know, it's not NBA-type salaries. They got Ramirez from LAFC, great move from the Dynamo and general manager Matt Jordan. We're streaming at ESPN975.com, Facebook Soccer Matters. Again, hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Pictures, comments about the atmosphere if you're down at the game or anything else you want on your soccer mind, and we might just give you a shout-out. Aaron Raybould, one of the great young guys, and he did play soccer as a young man in for Andrew Carlson. Aaron, thank you very much for all the pre-show prep, and thank you for being here tonight.
Happy to do it.
Yep, and this is a guy, incredible hard worker. In fact, he did a lot of my shows. Man, I've had a lot of talented guys. You, Michael Carroll, Tyler Scott. Now I got Andrew Carlson. I mean, this guy's only, what, 24 years old? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Making a guy like me look good. So we appreciate that. Dynamo at FC Dallas, rivalry week this Sunday. I've got some tickets also to the Dynamo Minnesota United to give out. Houston Dasher back in action at BBVA Stadium against Sky Blue on Saturday. Number to call in tonight, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I got Dynamo tickets again for the Dynamo Minnesota match. So we will talk some Premier League tonight here as well. Obviously, Manchester United 1-1 draw with Wolves on Monday. Would love your thoughts on the Pogba-Rashford sort of debate over who was going to take the penalty. And, of course, Pogba missed it. He's taken 11 penalties. He's missed four of them. I'm kind of old school. You have a designated guy who takes penalties until he misses, and then somebody else gets a chance. But that's an easy way to go about it. But it was pretty interesting because of the amount of debate that came up around this. Manchester United looked good in the first 45 minutes, and then in the second 45 minutes, the game tipped the balance to Wolves. Now, the Houston soccer community dinner this past Friday, unbelievable success because of those who contributed on all fronts, right down to those who bought individual tickets. If you bought a ticket to that event, you are people that clearly are passionate, you're benevolent, you care about something other than yourself, and you do care about the pediatric cancer research and awareness and fundraising. 170 people plus, spearheaded by the great author and my great friend, Tom Clare. Now, the objective here was to have this and continue to have this run by the grassroots side of soccer in the city. So in that room, there are people from all levels of soccer in our city. It's not a corporate thing. It's all run grassroots organically. And it's all run because of pediatric cancer patients. And it all goes to 501c charities, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund and Snowdrop Foundation. It was downtown. I can't remember the name. It used to be the old Doubletree Hilton, which is under renovation. Great night. Supporters groups were there. They hung their banners. But Tom Clare, my great friend and noted author of 9 books about Manchester United, led the way. It was an amazing night of passion with soccer people, people that are in the medical field, people that are determined to find a cure for children's cancer and to support the drive to continue to build awareness and funds. Not a person out there. Aaron, I know you're going to shake your head. There's not a person out there that doesn't know someone or maybe within your family has been personally affected by cancer. There's not a person out there. I do not believe. So that in itself tells you something. People all have connection in some shape or form to this horrible disease, and it attacks in many forms. And we got to continue to make this event even bigger in the future, and I know we will. This is a watershed moment for it, and I hope many of you out there next year will be a part of this. This is a call to arms, but this is a call to arms for people that are serious about what is going on at that event, and that is awareness and funds for pediatric cancer. This is for the egoless. No egos wanted. No egos wanted. This is about pediatric cancer. This is about fundraising. And many people have contacted us about being a part of it in the future. And we have gotten some great feedback. There's always something to learn from these events. And it does benefit the Curing Children's Cancer Fund and Snowdrop Foundation. Big thanks and shout out to Kevin Klein, Trish, and Andrew, who, such a big part of this, and they're going to be a bigger part of this in the future. We had former Manchester United Celtic attacker Brian McClare. He was our speaker. This guy didn't even take a fee, okay? These guys can take fees of $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, you know, guys up to $10,000 to show up these things and speak for 30 or 45 minutes. Didn't take a fee. He loved Houston. He had a great time here. You know, you just think of that in this day and age where athletes and agents want to be paid for everything. You know, those large fees that I command out there, Aaron, you know, that was a joke. It was a wonderful connection with supporters group representing, all the city supporters groups came out. Liverpool, Manchester City, Chelsea, Bayern, Barcelona, Manchester United, and more. So thank you, all of you from the Houston supporters groups. Next year, we get more from your groups to be there. And this is a start. But it was a great connection. Lots of people there, special people on the medical side. Dr. Pat Thompson of the UNC Hospital System, formerly at Texas Children's. Honestly, I got to give my sister a shout out, who's helped so many of my friends with advocacy and cancer and cancer research, including my ex-wife's friend and her husband, who's an oncologist, Bob. They flew in from San Diego just to support the event. My brother bought a couple of tickets. We had people from 6-7 states in England, Scotland coming in. This was fantastic. So amazing night. Jeff Doise gave some testimony, a great friend of mine who lost his son. It's a great night. It's going to get even better. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful. I mean, I'm still buzzing from this. Now, here's Tom Clare, my great friend, who came to me with this idea because he knew I was doing a lot of stuff down at Texas Children's, which started basically way back, probably 10 plus years ago when I met Dr. Pat Thompson. Here's Tom Clare. I spoke to him a little bit before the show, and we decided to just kind of sum it up. Here's his way of summing it up.
Well, It was just such a tremendous evening. It was so well attended, and I would just like to go on record, first of all, to say thank you to every single person that attended that event on Friday evening. It was such a huge success, and much, much better than I ever envisaged. I mean, we started 2 years ago, and it's grown better each and every year. But Friday evening was a wonderful, wonderful evening. It was attended by people who attended for the right reasons, who wanted to be there, who wanted to contribute to the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. And I would like to say a special thanks to Trish and Kevin Klein from the Snowdrop Foundation and all the part they played in it. And also to the other supporters groups who came along, who took part in the evening, and the people who were so generous and who were so giving on that particular night. But the nice thing was that it brought our soccer community together. It brought us together, you know, to show our support for the kids that are suffering today. And we must remember that, you know, the majority of these kids that are suffering, they're also soccer lovers. You know, they love the game just as much as we do. But a special thanks to both Brian McClare and Peter Wood. Brian was absolutely superb. You know, I know he has a broad Scots accent, and you know, some people may have had a little trouble understanding, but he came across, he gave his time, he gave his support, and he had such an illustrious career, and for him to do what he did was just, I can't thank him enough. But again, it was an evening that brought together people in friendship and people who will be friends forever. And that's what these occasions do. And hopefully now, you know, over the next years, we will grow this event and it will become, you know, one of the major fundraising activities for our kids who are suffering from this dreadful disease. But, you know, people who are now coming forward want to take part, want to get involved. And we're just so pleased. And we couldn't have gone away any happier than what we did on Friday night. And again, Glenn, I would just like to, and Cheryl, because Cheryl plays such a big part in this. A lot of the work that Cheryl does goes around unnoticed, but she does. She puts her heart and soul into it. She loves doing it. And we're both so happy that, you know, we're now starting to see, you know, the joys of our work. And I'm sure now that we will go forward, and that the soccer community in Houston will come and support this, and it will become a major fundraising event for the cure, you know, for the children's cancer charities.
Well, we're already reaching out to you, Houston, for next year's event, and we're already thinking about it. We're already looking at ways to improve. That was the esteemed Tom Clare. Now, he mentioned his wife, Cheryl, who also has some health issues. She is an absolute gem. She's behind the scenes. Tom is a yeoman's worker with this event. He does a lot of these very successfully in England, and he brought this idea to me, and man, it has just blown up. And I have to say this, and I know Tom wouldn't mind me saying this. Tom has been battling cancer. He was cancer free and it came back in his lungs and his stomach. So, you know, it breaks my heart, but this man has been such an inspiration in fighting the disease. And his attitude has been absolutely remarkable. He is somebody to be admired by all. So we'll talk a little bit more about that event. It was a great event, and I hope for those that were there, you enjoyed it. Right now, we're going to go down to BBVA Stadium. Tonight, it is the League's Cup. It is Club America taking on Tigres, and our own Victor Ariza is down there. Victor, give us a sense of what's happening down there.
Glenn, it's the biggest party, the biggest social gathering. It's a happy place to be. We're in Houston, Texas, and hey, don't forget the eyes of the nation, internationally actually, are on this. ESPN2 is carrying the game in English. Univision Deportes is carrying the game in Spanish, and I think they're carrying in Mexico as well. You can hear the music in the background. There was music outside the stadium, a little cumbia, some carne asada. I mean, it's one big party. And hey, I'm trying to get some people here I haven't seen in a while. And it's a amazing place to be. This place is going to be packed in a little bit for kickoff. And, you know, this is exactly what soccer in Houston should be.
You know something, Victor? You just called this the biggest party and social gathering. What the hell is Aaron Raybould and I doing here while that's going on?
That's a good question. Y'all got to get down here.
You know, judging by the media and some of the great writers and guests we have on the show, like Tom Marshall, how serious is Club America and Tigres taking this? Because we know that there is an intense rivalry between these teams.
Definitely. I mean, they want to win as much as anyone. You know, the rosters say it all, right? The heavyweights are here. Memo Ochoa, on behalf of Club America, he doesn't get the start, but he is on the bench. Andre Pierre Gignac, the guy everybody wants to see score goals. And, you know, the one biggest thing I've always heard about soccer fans in Houston, at least tell me personally, is if the ticket is worth it, I'll be there. And a lot of those people, like I said, are sticking to that statement. They're here tonight watching this game because this is a cheap ticket. You know, it was $70, $100 to get in here. You know, club seat for $200. Declared a sellout today. Last night, actually, I checked the ticket. There was a standing room ticket from the BBVA Compass box office. They have it priced at $45 just to get in the building, Glenn.
So
it's every bit what it's cracked up to be.
Victor, so let me just ask you this. We put out on social media via Soccer Matters, our show, two pairs of tickets. Who won them, and tell me how excited they were when they got those tickets.
Yeah, well, we put one on Twitter. We actually put one on Instagram. We gave two pairs, and, I mean, you know what? You want the proof? Go read the comment on Instagram from the person who won them. I mean, they were just excited, ecstatic. Everybody, I'm telling you, everybody wants to be here tonight that loves this team, or even just a fan of Mexican soccer. There's plenty of Mexico jerseys here. There's plenty of jerseys from other teams. There's a couple of Dynamo jerseys out here I've seen.
Doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't. One big party. Hey, I saw the Blue Demon mask, too. I just sent it to you. You like
the Blue Demonico is there? The Blue Demonico?
Yeah, we've seen him. We're going to put him on. We put him up on Twitter. That's the other thing. Twitter, Soccer Matters, Instagram, Facebook. Check out our story. Check out our posts. We got everything around this game. So if you're not able to experience, you can see all the fun everybody's having down here.
Fabulous, Victor. We're going to get back to you shortly again with more updates throughout the show in the first hour here. So thank you for that great update. We'll get back to you shortly.
No problem.
All right. That's Victor Ariza, our own guy at Soccer Matters. What a talented young man he is. Does a great job. He's down there in the midst of it. You know, Aaron, he called it the biggest, it's a big party, and it is when Liga MX teams get together like that. Now, the real question is, and we're going to ask this to Dynamo President John Walker on the show tonight, how can we ultimately engage those people? Because those are passionate soccer fans. I don't care what anybody says. The fans of Liga MX, Mexican soccer fans, as good as any in the world. We'll take a break here. By the way, a quick word here for Advantage BMW. Driven one for years. I have an X5, second to none. Advantage BMW Midtown. We'll take a break. She's hoping in time
that her memories will fade because he's racing. ESPN.
97.5.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
They haven't won. Still plenty of time for them. Without Aubameyang, finding the corner. Arsenal lead again.
Well, that's given away to Mane, and here's Firmino. And still, and that's 2-0.
Here's Rashford. And there's Martial, who spears Manchester United into the lead.
Well, there is somebody at the station, apparently, that likes Oasis, but I'm not going to mention his name. But he believes they're the greatest band ever. He needs to go to Phoenix this Monday to find out who's the greatest rock and roll band ever. Welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Aaron Raybould behind the glass tonight down at BBVA Stadium. A huge, huge game between Tigres, Club America. You heard Victor Ariza there. Incredible. Stuff happening down there tonight. A celebration, a party, so much going on. It is a sellout. It is the league's cup. Welcome you back to the show here. A quick word here for Cube 57. It's the home of your Houston Dynamo. Join Eddie Robinson, Sidney Bourbano, and myself. Bobby Boswell's been pinch hitting for Eddie on occasion. We're proud to bring you commentary on the cube of the Houston Dynamo. And we covered the game this past weekend against the Colorado Rapids. Sunday, it will be Dynamo FC Dallas. That will be a national broadcast, so there will be no cube show for that one. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, presenting sponsor of this show. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they're going to bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Whether you get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial, construction, you might work in a plant or a refinery, 18-wheeler, Daspit Law Firm has you covered. They will work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. Get the representation you need at the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com, proud sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. So much going on in the world of soccer. This is the week that college soccer gets going here in the United States. There's a bunch of different things happening. Mario Balotelli going back to Brescia, if you remember him at Manchester City, under Roberto Mancini. A lot of games this weekend. The headline is probably Liverpool against Arsenal this weekend. Manchester United will take on Crystal Palace. Chelsea will go to Norwich, and Norwich has got a four-goal score so far in the Premier League. We'll spit that out somehow. We'll take your phone call, 713-780-3776. What is it that is on your soccer mind here tonight? 713-780-3776. So Zlatan Ibrahimovic of the LA Galaxy, by the way, came out with another quote. He says, quote, "I don't need to dream. I am the dream." 6'5", he's giant, he's acrobatic, he scores goals, he backs it up. He has been critical of Major League Soccer. Do you think that's hurtful to Major League Soccer, that he challenges some of the things and maybe challenges the establishment? Wayne Rooney has done it as well. 713-780-3776. So, a number of results this weekend. We'll go right to Manchester United and Wolves. The 1-1 draw, big controversy in that one. Let's go, Aaron, to Soundbite 19. Here's the manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, saying that, look, there's no issue with Pogba taking the penalty kick instead of Marcus Rashford.
Not at all. The two of them are confident and good penalty takers, and I've been in that situation myself, gone up and missed a penalty for Norway. And when there's two names there, it's the one who's the most confident. And Paul scored so many before, so absolutely no problem.
Chelsea, a 1-1 draw with Leicester. Here's what were the big takeaways from Frank Lampard. This is Soundbite 15.
Yeah, it's a results business, clearly. And it's strange because the performance against Manchester United overall made me happier than today's, even though it's 4-0 result. Certainly it did in Liverpool, but we need both here. And I believe we have both in us because we have good quality. So we have performance in us, we've shown that already. But there are moments and there's personality moments in the game where we have to be tougher. We have to have game management. If a game turns slightly, and it didn't even turn against us big time in the first half, it was just a feeling of them having more possession and being in the game, we're good enough to wrestle that back and move the ball better. And that's something we can work on, all of us to work on.
I want Frank Lampard to be successful because he's such a Chelsea legend. And legends and guys that were good players don't necessarily always make managers. Something tells me he will. By the way, he brought with him from Derby Mason Mount. Mason Mount was criticized by Jose Mourinho. By the way, he scored the goal, Mason Mount. Let's go to soundbite number three. Here's what it sounded like.
That's what we're going to try and play. Chelsea.
Jurgen Klopp in Liverpool, well, perfect 6 points in two matches. Let's and not to mention the win midweek against Chelsea. Here's Klopp, who's impressed with his team. This is Soundbite 18.
So I was really impressed how fresh we looked in the start, especially how good we were in the start, and then we controlled the game. We were fluent, all that stuff. And then yes, we gave a bit with a few with the long balls and set pieces. Southampton came up then. So but Sadio scored a fantastic goal, you know, pretty much best moment, at least of the first half. Last second, pretty much. That helped, of course. And second half, we made another big steps, really controlled the game better, did a lot of good things. And then minute 83 showed up on the screen, and Adrian thought I played really well, so maybe like Ali did always, maybe I have to make the same mistake like Ali did and kept the game a little bit open. Yeah, so, and then they came up and Ings had a big chance, and that's normal. In that moment, I think the boys felt the tiredness. Then that was exactly the moment, and when they thought, really? Now we have to go again. And so we kept the result. I think we deserved the 3 points, and I'm completely fine with that.
Fantastic manager. Who wouldn't want to play for that guy? Honestly, that guy is so upbeat. He is so positive. But he's also, to counter the positiveness, he's real. He's not afraid to tell the truth. I think those kind of managers are the kind of managers that people want to play for. Just fantastic. You talk to people. I talk to people that aren't even big soccer fans, and they somehow are watching a little bit of Liverpool, and they go, man, that guy's like magnetic. He's got a magnetic personality. Who doesn't want to play for him? And by the way, those players on Liverpool, I don't see all this other stuff. And I would even say City. I don't see these guys, and I'm sure they are, doing dumb stuff on social media. I don't see them and their lives prioritized by social media and celebrity. I see those guys incredibly focused. And for that, you have to say a lot about Jurgen Klopp as the manager of Liverpool and Pep Guardiola at Manchester City. Now, I'm sure there's some exceptions to the rule. We'll take a break. Time now to take one. Because when Aaron Raybould says take a break, you take a break. All right, Soccer Matters is going to roll on here. Quick word here as we go to break. Kings Court, 903 Hutchins, shadows of BBVA Stadium. Kings Court, 13 monitors for all your soccer-watching desires. And I'm sure tonight, place was full of Club America and Tigres fans, one or the other. A great rooftop deck down there, Kings Court, Houston, TX. com. Also, Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway in the Marquee Entertainment Center, 18 TVs, big screen, home of the Houston Liverpool Supporters Group. Go in there, say hello to my good friend Peter.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Benotis. Still Benotis, and it's 2-1. Ball of Benotis. Got in behind Colorado.
Yeah, we were pulling that sound there, and I appreciate that from Aaron. That was Mauro Benotis. That was... That made it 2-1, and then the Dynamo would go on to get a 2-2 draw. Still 6 points out of a playoff spot, 8 games to go. A lot of those games will be on the road. It is a big challenge. It starts on Sunday again against FC Dallas. A lot going on with the Dynamo right now. There are articles. We've posted them. Houston Chronicle has written some articles. I always love these articles from guys that as Fred said, parachute in, do an article on soccer, and then they're nowhere to be seen anymore. So whoever did the article, I hope you'll continue to cover the team and the sport generally. And some of these pieces are put together. This is the one from the Houston Chronicle. Dynamo know they should be bigger in Houston. Dig up a storyline on your own once in a while and try to make some things happen for the sport. What I don't understand is, this piece is good. It's Brian T. Smith. But what I don't understand is that the Chronicle still does not believe they can grab eyeballs with a sport that is so impactful globally in the most diverse city or one of the most diverse cities here in the United States. I don't know if people are making these decisions from out of market. out-of-market decision-making is dangerous? I don't know. But this, you know, this might have been in response to the article in The Athletic, which we also have up over there, which came from Sam Stashkel, and was tough stuff. But this team should be bigger in this city. I don't think there's any question about that, and that's fair. 713-780-3776. What do you want to have happen with the Houston Dynamo, Dynamo fans? 713-780-3776. Everybody wants an atmosphere. I hear people saying, oh, you just have to win. No, they don't just have to win, okay? Because they won in 2017. They won scoring a boatload of goals. They had an almost chaotic, off-the-rails attack with Elise and Kyoto. They were great entertainment, and it didn't move the needle one bit, okay? It didn't move the needle. So winning is a component. Being in the community is a component. Establishing relationships with the African community, the Hispanic community, the Liga MX fan, the Premier League fan, all of this stuff is on the table. You need foot soldiers, and you need a lot of them. It's not easy, and you got to have a vision, and you got to have a plan. And that is what the Dynamo are working on, and you got to give the president, John Walker, a bit of time here. He just came into all of this, and I don't think that's an easy thing to come into because it's been a lot of years of fatigue, and I don't mean that to be throwing anybody under the bus. I care about this sport. I've been here since 1984. I have seen where the professional game has come, and, you know, it's hard for me to go around the country and talk to people when I know this could be so much better. And I think the Dynamo are working on that. And I'm here to support them. I'm here to help them. But I'm also here to make sure we're debating and talking about this, because if we're not helping anybody. To pretend it's all right is not a good thing. And I think we spent a lot of years doing that. I really do. I think that has been a big problem. 713-780-3776. We'll take your phone call. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Don't forget, the collective bargaining agreement's coming up for Major League Soccer. There's a lot of things on the table with that. They want to increase the minimum wage from $54,500 to $100,000. Many want the salary cap to be increased. No question. They want the salary cap to be increased. Some even talking free agency. If free agency went down, the teams that are trying to be thrifty spenders in this league, they're going to have to spend more to compete. And we're already feeling that because these teams that come in, like Atlanta now, LAFC, they're raising the bar and they want the bar raised even higher. And there is separation now, even in a league that is centralized like Major League Soccer. I don't think there's any question. It's a centralized league. There were a lot of mechanisms, rightly so, put in place because we didn't want the league to fold. And it almost did. You know, I played in three or four leagues that all folded. Okay? You know, I'd go to my locker and there'd be a – I remember my rookie season. There'd be my paycheck sitting there. And my roommate was – an older veteran from the English First Division, and he'd yell at me while I'm in the shower. He'd say, Davis, I'm leaving in 2 minutes with or without you. So I'm scrambling in the shower. I'm a rookie. I'm trying to get my stuff together. I ultimately find out the reason he wants to leave so quickly is because there's never enough cash to clear everybody's checks in there. So he wants to be the first guy to the bank. So, you know, I went along with him. I mean, this is where the game was to where it is now. And I wouldn't trade any minute of what I went through, you know, playing in NFL stadiums, you know, in front of 4,000 people, the Pontiac Silverdome, unbelievable. You go in the locker room, they had the USFL team there. They didn't even clear out the locker for you. You know, you just went in there, all their equipment's there, and you changed in there. That's how respected it was. But it's changed. And it's changed for the better. And we got a remarkable soccer stadium here in Houston. We now have to make it remarkably embedded in this soccer community. And that's going to take a tremendous amount of work, a tremendous amount of investment as well. Now, back to the CBA. I hear some people saying, oh, there could potentially be a strike like the North American Soccer League. That would be catastrophic. But there is leverage. There is leverage. And, you know, you got to go deep in MLS now. You got to have 20 players deep now. You got to go deep. You can't get through these seasons with this volume of games trying to skimp. You got to go deep. And you gotta utilize every tool you can possibly use. The other thing is retaining young players now. So MLS does not want to lose the Weston McKinneys, the Haji Wrights, the Alex Mendezes, the Richie Ledesmas to leagues around the world without getting something for them. So that is another big, big issue that is also on the table. All right, you know what I'm going to do right now? I got a pair of tickets right here. September 11th, that's going to be an emotional day at BBVA Stadium. Although this ticket says BBVA Compass Stadium, but the name has been changed. It's now BBVA Stadium. I got a pair of tickets right now. Caller number 5 at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 5, you got a pair of tickets to the Dynamo Minnesota United. Minnesota United, another one of these teams selling out game after game in Minnesota after getting into their new stadium. So that game's a little ways off, but you'll have those tickets in your back pocket. Fifth caller, 713-780-3776. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get a little bit from Victor Ariza. Again, we'll visit with him down at the stadium. We got Dynamo President John Walker coming on tonight. If anybody's got some questions you want to give to John Walker, hit us up, Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, and we'll get him to Mr. Walker. Great guy here in Houston to try and help the cause. And we'll have John Walker, the president of the Dynamo, on at the top of the hour. Then we'll have Davey Arno, the manager. And then we'll finish the night with Dynamo new striker Christian Ramirez, who is also going to comment on the trade and getting into some of some of the challenges that you have when you're traded. Professional soccer players have a suitcase, will travel. That was certainly the way it was when I played. We'll take a break. We got more to come. It is a break courtesy of our presenting sponsors, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. I ran into John the other night. Last Tuesday after our show. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, they are bringing you Soccer on the Radio.